This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The importance of expanding dairy markets under a new administration. Joining us on our Policy Thursday, Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, National Milk executives recently met with U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. So what was the background behind this meeting?
One of the things we focused on here, the spring bill, is educating the new team that's coming in with the Biden administration on a whole host of issues. And most recently, our chairman and our president sat down with the new U.S. Trade Representative, Catherine Tai, to discuss what the dairy industry's policy priorities are on trade issues. At the top of the current list of priorities is the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement and our concern that Canada is not playing by the rules and is not complying with the spirit of the agreement, which is designed to give U.S. dairy exporters more market access north of the border. So we raised the issue with Ambassador Tai that Canada is not allowing us that additional market access in terms of additional product quotas that they said they would when this agreement was signed last summer. And we also have some concerns about some of the issues that Mexico is engaging in, some of the practices that are designed to do things to slow down U.S. dairy exports there. But for us, primarily, the main concern is Canadian market access. Nothing new. That's been an ongoing point of concern in our relationship with Canada for more than 20 years, but it's something that we want the new trade team at the USDR to look at.
Another issue that we've discussed in the past with previous administrations are these geographic indicators and where food actually comes from.
Yeah, we raised with the ambassador the use of these common food names where European countries, and in particular cheese companies in Europe, want to restrict the ability of American companies from using those cheese names. This is something that Ambassador Tai is familiar with, given her background on trade policy issues. It's an issue that's been in the public here for years. But the problem is going to be worse before it gets any better. And our big concern right now is that as Europe negotiates trade agreements with other nations, if they get these GI restrictions in there, it makes it harder then for the U.S. to export. And so we definitely want the U.S. trade representative to have this as a major priority, particularly when the U.S. negotiates its trade agreements, and we need to keep an eye on Europe doing the same.
It seems like, you know, the big thing here is just expanding these Made in America dairy products.
If you look at the competitive position of the U.S., right now we're in a very good spot, and it's going to continue to get better. We're exporting record volumes of certain types of dairy products. We don't see that there's a lot of growth potential right now in Europe or even in New Zealand, which are our major competitors. But what that means then is that those countries are going to continue to do things that are going to make it harder for the U.S. to compete. So our message with Ambassador Tai is simply that let's try to make the playing field as level as possible for U.S. dairy companies and U.S. dairy farmers, because we can compete with anyone on a level playing field.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details about their programs and services and the latest news at nmpf.org.